Invisible Solutions, 25 lenses that reframe and help solve difficult business problems. Written by Stephen M. Shapiro, narrated by the author, Stephen M. Shapiro. Mark Twain once said, "There's no such thing as a new idea. It's impossible. We simply take a lot of old ideas and put them into sort of a mental kaleidoscope. We give them a turn, and they make new and curious combinations. We keep on turning and making new combinations indefinitely, but they are the same old pieces of colored glass that have been in use through all of the ages." Introduction: A left-brained approach to innovation. Growing up, I was not cool. The more popular kids picked on me. In hindsight, I understand why. I loved chemistry, physics, and calculus. I was a member of the math club. Even my artistic endeavors like marching band were uncool. Let's face it, I was a nerd. My love of all things geeky continued through college, where I majored in industrial engineering. I learned about statistics, probability, and computer simulations, and how all of that applies to manufacturing productivity. The early part of my career with Accenture, a global management consulting firm, focused on these engineering-style activities. All of my work involved analysis, technical skills, and methodology. I spent my first years as a computer programmer, and in the early 1990s, I got involved with process improvement work to make companies more efficient. Business process reengineering. This work was so geeky, it even had the word engineering in it. I quickly learned that if companies optimize their processes, they will downsize their workforce. The tipping point came in 1995, when I was working on a project that resulted in 10,000 people losing their jobs. I had an existential crisis. It impacted me so deeply that I decided to take a six-month sabbatical to look back on my contributions to the world, both positive and negative. After several months of reflection, I had an epiphany. I wanted to shift gears. I no longer wanted to eliminate jobs. I wanted to create jobs. I decided to dedicate my business life to innovation, creativity, and helping companies grow. But I found one problem. It was difficult being a left-brained engineer in this right-brained world. In the minds of many business leaders, innovation and creativity are artistic endeavors that involve free thinking, lack of critical judgment, and little structure. But being a process guy at heart, I felt a little out of place. I craved structure. Soon after I shifted my focus to innovation, I took part in a brainstorming session that felt like we were going nowhere fast. Lots of ideas, little value. The group mantra was, "No idea is a bad idea." I did not share that opinion. My engineering soul craved a more predictable approach. I didn't want to stifle the creative process, but I did want to make it more efficient, like I had with other business processes. So I reverse engineered the results companies wanted, and I quickly discovered that the best way to get there was, indeed, an engineering style approach. The process for driving better results doesn't start with great ideas. It starts with better questions. When I tested this approach with others, I saw that innovation was not just the domain of the naturally creative. Anyone can contribute, even nerds like me. Everyone is creative and innovative, just in different ways. Having been in the innovation space for more than 20 years now, I've seen a lot of changes. When I first started, innovation wasn't a word often used in companies. When it was only for research and development groups that created physical products. Now the word innovation is used everywhere. We have innovative $7,000 toilets with built-in Alexa voice controls, innovative cat litter boxes that send the owner a text message anytime their feline poops, and a published list of innovative lawyers. The term is often used to describe anything that is unusual or novel, even if it is not valuable. It is one of the most overused, abused, and misunderstood words in business today. It has become so pervasive and hyped that organizational antibodies want to fight it. Managers are tired of the term. Employees have no idea how
Sample complete. Ready to continue?